and my friend.
KAYT-FM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
What he said, and there are times that people will follow you because what they can get from you. Amen. Jesus went up into the mountain and he sat with his disciples. For it states in verse 5, John said, then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing the great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him or to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Philip forgot the fact that he, in his own mind, limited God. And as believers, we should never do that because God is without limits.
Amen.
I can't make it. If I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. How many times have we limited God? I don't know if I'm going to make it. Stop speaking things into your life.
Amen.
There's power in the tongue.
It is.
My brothers and sisters, Philip, like us at times, have not yet learned that we cannot limit God.
Amen.
And that we should never underestimate him. For God is God and he is limitless. Over 2,000 years ago, Brother Philip did not think that anything could be done to feed so many people. In his own limited imagination, it would take more than a half a year wage just to feed them a bite to eat, and that wouldn't satisfy one of them. But Philip forgot, and we sometimes forget too at times that Philip was in the presence of God.
Yes.
The Son of God. Philip had the Lord Jesus right there with him. In Antioch, we too have the Lord.
Yes.
In spirit, right here. Right in this place.
Yes.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, that I am in the.
Yes.
The Lord has said, I'm with you wherever you are, where two or three are gathered, and have a conversation about me, I'm there. Remember the two men on the Emmaus road, they were talking about the Lord, and the Lord appeared right there with them, where two or three are gathered. When you start talking about the Lord shows up. So in this place, in this body, in this congregation, when you start talking about the Lord, he shows up. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is in the midst. In verse 8 it states, one of his disciples named Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? How can we limit the Lord, who is the maker, the creator of all things? Yeah. We don't have enough money, first of all, but we don't have enough food. Out of all of the men and women who had followed Jesus that day, the only one who brought a sack lunch was a boy. Over 5,000 men, not including the women, only one boy. My brother says this was not an accident. Amen. Is it possible that God, who is all-knowing, also sent a small boy unto a mountainside, carrying 5 loaves and 2 fish specifically to enable Jesus to perform the miracle of the feeding of 5,000 in order to teach Philip and Andrew and later us that we should never limit God?
Amen.
Pastor, we don't have enough. I can't see it. You're not supposed to see it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. You're not supposed to see what God is doing, because God is exercising something in us called faith. And the more you depend on that faith, the more God begins to open doors. A door will never open before its time. Sometimes we have to get out of God's way. And as long as we're in God's way, we block what God is trying to do. God is teaching us today concerning what we bring to the church.
Yes.
In our tithes, oh Lord, don't say that. And in our offering.
Yes.
He's teaching us. What is he teaching us? You tell me. Malachi said, bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house. There's supplies again. The people on the mountain was hungry. They needed food.
Yeah.
Malachi said that there may be meat in my house, and prove me, test me.
Yeah.
Herewith said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessed, that there shall not be room enough to receive. There it is, a process of multiplication.
Yeah.
When you exercise your faith in your giving and in your offering, the Lord then multiply his blessing for you. And when you open up the doors and give to the Lord, he multiplies and he stretches your resources. So that the church will be supported and so that the church can help those who are in need. Here was a boy on a mountaintop where Jesus was. 5,000 men and women with only 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And Jesus took a small amount and blessed it. He blessed it. And with that small amount in Jesus' hand became more than enough. And Jesus, my brothers and sisters, is not limited by small amounts.
Amen.
Pastor, that's not enough. It's not enough in our church to do this. There's not enough money coming in. Stop looking at your physical circumstances. Start trusting the Lord.
Amen.
I don't see it. You will never see it. Jesus is the maker, the creator of all things.
Yes.
And he can speak it into reality.
Yes.
For Jesus is revealing to the people and to us today that he is the bread of life.
Yes, he is.
And then in verse 10 and 12, Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was so much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And they did the same with the fish. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. The first thing Jesus instructed the disciples to do for the people was for them to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down.
Amen.
I need you to start preparing.
Yeah.
Because I'm about to do something. Not you, but I'm about to do something.
Yeah.
I need you to sit down. My brothers and sisters, God has an order how he desires to do things. When we get outside of his order, it takes us longer to get what he desires for us to have. Am I in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's God working, not us.
Amen.
When we get outside, Jesus said, go tell the people to sit down because the Lord is about to do something, and the Lord ain't going to do anything if we're not in harmony with him.
Amen.
When we start doing things that are not in harmony with him, the Lord says, I can't work if you're not listening. And so the people sat down.
Yes.
Because they were obeying what God, the Lord God, had commanded. And Jesus began to distribute the food. The people were right where Jesus wanted them to be. My brothers and sisters, it's simple. There's a simple way to get blessed. And that's doing what God instructs us to do.
Amen.
Living the way he wants us to live. And when we do that, we can see the many manifold blessing because he said, I am the source of your resources.
Yes.
I don't worry about my bill. I faithfully pay my tithe first. I've given the Lord a bonus because I know what the Lord will do in sustaining. I don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has never been promised to me. I give to anybody who said they need something. I will do for anybody who said they need. And when you are doing what Christ calls us to do,
yes,
people were here and see. They saw Jesus. They saw the miracles he did, but some of them were following him for the wrong reason.
Yes.
They were following him for what they could get from him. And so many times today, there are some people that are following people for the wrong reason. What can I get out of this? It ain't never been about title, nor position. I've never accepted a position. Try to elevate me because it is not for me to elevate myself. I've always tried to be like Christ. You know what Christ did? He humbled himself. Here's my point, and I'm about to close. To be a Christian means to be Christ-like.
Yes. Yes.
And if we are to be Christ-like, we need to act the way he acts, live the way he lived, talk the way he talked, and do the things that he has shared for us to do. That's what a Christian is. You can check out your life. If your life is not like Christ, if it is not like Christ, you are not a Christian. You may have joined the church. You may have been in the church all your life. But if you are not demonstrating the attribute that Christ did, you are not a Christian.
Amen.
Christians ain't fighting with one another, backstabbing one another, talking about one another. That is not a Christian. That is not Christ-like.